Historical notes about the Church of San Domenico. The first settlement of Dominicans in Fano dates back to 1235 and 1240. The vast single-space church was, however, built at distant intervals. A first significant renewal took place at the time of the Malatestas between 1434 and 1440. The surviving remains of frescoes, still visible along the side walls and in the presbytery, go back to this period, but also to the previous and successive century. A second complete renovation of the interior took place between 1703 and 1707, based on a drawing by the Fano architect Francesco Gasparoli in a precociously neoclassical style. It was characterized by a composite Corinthian order of tall columns, scenographically arranged to simulate a false partition of the space into three naves. Following the damage caused by the collapse of the bell tower, mined by retreating German troops in August 1944, the church remained closed for worship for over 70 years. After having acquired it in 2007, the Fano Savings Bank Foundation has made it the site of its rich religious art gallery, thanks to an accurate restoration. More about the Church of San Domenico. It was Francesco Gasparoli, erudite Fano architect, born in 1661, who designed for the renewal of the interior of the Church of San Domenico. Dedicated in his youth to legal studies, and after a fortunate career in the diplomatic sphere, he ended by receiving the patent of nobility. After the death of his wife, he became an ecclesiastic and obtained the role of general vicar of the Fano diocese. He was at the same time a scholar and researcher of local memoranda, leaving manuscript works about illustrious Fano personalities, collections of local epigraphs, as well as a treatise on military architecture. In the early years of the 18th century, he directed the transformation of the interior of the church that today appears as a work of notable interest and a testimonial to a clearly autonomous culture with respect to the fashion of the time, filtered widely with critical spirit. It is all without ornamental frills, a naked play of architectonic framing, the recovery in Neo-Palladian dress of a severe classical equilibrium.